Hey, fellow Freedom fans, we're right back at you here at the Faith and Freedom Show. We're talking about this Senate bill to try to drive a health insurance program nationwide. Somebody here is going to prop up the medical insurance industry. It doesn't have anything to do with the doctors or patients. Nothing to do with doctors and patients. Sometimes you can go to a doctor, and if you can't pay the bill, you know what the doctor does? He just doesn't charge you. It's called love. You know, in the old days, lawyers have a requirement to give a certain amount of their time pro bono to those who can't afford it but need it, who can't afford to be a participant in the legal practice industry. So some lawyers are required to give a certain amount of their time pro bono. That's what they're required to do. Now, I don't know if that's that way with doctors, but I will tell you, those who are good tend to give it as a matter of just a motivation of love. I saw one guy who had a kidney issue, and because he didn't have insurance, nobody would actually give him the treatment. It wasn't really sure whether they'd get paid. They just would, if they didn't have insurance, they would not take the kidney stone out of his kidney, and it was a situation where he could die. It was like, okay, we'll give you 10 days, you'll be dead. Well, what's a guy do about that? Oh, it's pre-existing condition. What are the odds of getting insurance on that one, right? So as far as I know, the bill got paid. And but isn't that sick? It's like, and part of the cost of all this medical stuff is really, it's just an overbloated insurance industry. So that's what's going on. In 2008, an employer-provided coverage averaged $12,680 a year for a family plan. Folks, that is insane. That is absolutely insane. It's nuts. Okay, that's a family plan. And $4,700 for individual coverage, according to Kaiser Family Foundation's annual survey. Senate aides who spoke on condition of anonymity, you better, because they are not authorized to speak publicly, said the cost of the federal plan would be lower but declined to provide specifics. Well, I can't afford that. It's not that I can't afford it. What it is we don't get that money. That money that they're going to be asking for, we don't get. We don't get. We get daily, you know what, we don't even know what we're going to get because we go through life. We are literally operating this radio program by faith. We don't have a guaranteed paycheck. We don't have that. What it is because people see a benefit of what I'm doing, they provide support for me. That's what they do. And so I've got my life dedicated to this because it needs to be done. Our freedom comes in proportion to our faith, folks. The legislation would exempt certain hardship cases from fines if fines would be collected through the income tax system. Well, folks, there's a pandemic of dementia sweeping North America. And I've been Debbie Downer today because there's discouraging things in the works, and it's being drummed up in the place of power, the place of legislation, the place of Congress. So it's very discouraging. And most of you aren't looking at things the way I am. You tune in and out of the show every 3 minutes, depending on your tolerance level. And if I give you too much Debbie Downer too long, then you tune out. So I'm going to try to keep it upbeat. And I'd like to, the more upbeat stories I can hear from you, the better, because the more upbeat I can be, the happier we will be. You're listening to the Eagle 104.3 FM. I'm David Allen Carmichael. This is the Faith and Freedom Show, and our freedom's going to come in proportion to our faith. Talking about the issues of the day, yes, we are. On a constitutional basis, biblical basis, basis of right versus wrong. When you give us a call, our number is 888-850-1872. I just challenge you to not be so narcissistic. Not be so narcissistic. What is narcissism? I'm going to look up narcissism. I looked up on the internet. There's the, let's see what this is, the Healthy Place, America's Mental Health Channel. It's healthyplace.com. Yes, it is, healthyplace.com. Narcissistic Personality Disorder, NPD. What is narcissism? A pattern of traits and behaviors which signify infatuation and obsession with oneself to the exclusion of all others, and the egotistic and ruthless pursuit of one's gratification dominates an ambition. One of the things that I did, one time I called Alan Combs on a radio show. I was very careful to be as succinct as possible. I thought about, well, you know, he's got a good show. He controls it very well, and he lets people talk. Sometimes he's a bit abrupt with people, and sometimes he lets them slide. So, and it was on a hot topic. He was talking about he had some guy who was a young Earth guy that he was talking to, and another guy to counter that. So it was kind of semi a debate that he was facilitating. And I gave him a call about some things. I'll play it for you so you can hear it. But one thing I was very aware of, I want to try to get my point out as fast as possible in a logical way so that people can be edified and not to necessarily come up and abruptly beat somebody over the head with my opinion. But my goal is to edify. That's to build people up, to equip them. It's to love your neighbor as yourself-ism. That's really the goal. So what I did is I thought it out, and I kind of planned it out, and I gave it. He was very gracious to let me get out my point as quickly as I possibly could. But then he posed a question to me, invited me to keep talking, and I didn't do it. I just wrapped it up. There's more things I could say, but what I had done is planned to make sure that I gave my opinion in such a way that I thought would stir some thought, and it would be edifying to those people who I was talking to over the radio.
David in Hampton, Virginia.
Yes, I wanted to make a comment, something about what the earlier guy said, then a comment on their religious aspects and how it's a
you're talking about the debate we had on creationism earlier?
Yeah. And let me just tell you, as I was reading the Bible, I should be able to make predictions. And so I thought, well, if there was a great big flood, wiped everything out, there's got to be a layer of dirt where there's no radioactive carbon. And it just occurred to me. And then somebody shoved an article in front of me, and I'd never told anybody about it, and it said, scientists find that there's a layer right above the dinosaurs where there's no radioactive carbon-13, as if the atmosphere was completely washed clean. Now, I thought that was pretty fascinating, and since then, I've really been making predictions with regard to if the Bible's true, which I see, and I'm pretty excited about what I find. But I wanted to make a comment about the religious aspects. In Virginia, and that's where I'm coming from, the Constitution, there's a law that defines religion as a duty we owe our Creator in the manner of discharging it. And one thing I thought about, the duty that we owe our Creator to the creationist viewpoint is to love your neighbor as yourself. But to the evolutionist, it would be the Darwinian survival of the fittest. And I have a feel, I just have the sense as our country leans toward more of the survival of the fittest, we're seeing the fruit of that in some of the chaos that we see in government.
But survival of the fittest, well, you know, happens in many forms. Survival of the fittest is something that happens through evolution. It's not like we're going to kill old people and we're going to kill sick babies. It's natural selection. Things take care of themselves, right?
Well, that's if you take that as somebody's viewpoint, and sometimes there's a fatalistic way that we might start behaving. If we have to motivate ourselves to love our neighbor as ourselves, the biblical perspective, then we've got to put a little bit of energy to change.
Why can't you love your neighbor as yourself and do that within the context of natural selection, which is going to happen whether you want it to or not? Why are they mutually exclusive?
Well, because people are selfish.
Well, but I don't see them as mutually exclusive. I think natural selection happens, but it's not something we can control. That's something that nature does from an evolutionary point of view. And while we're in the middle of this natural storm that we can't control, we should love our neighbor as ourselves. I don't see them as disparate.
Well, I wanted to offer that.
So if you're going to call, I love it when we get calls, and I like to field them. I get in a little bit of trouble because I let people talk too much. I get challenged by the station manager programmer guy, and who kind of pokes me in the eyes every now and says, man, you let people talk too long. So it's because it is I got to love my neighbor as myself mentality. So when you get on, make sure you give a point that's like right to the point. Let's see what narcissism is. Feels grandiose and self-important, exaggerates achievements and talents to the point of lying, demands to be recognized as superior without commensurate achievements. So that's something to think about. If you call, if you're going to tell us your background, that I think sometimes that's important, but not always. It isn't always important. So it's something to think about is we don't necessarily have to know the background, do we? Is obsessed with fantasies of unlimited success, fame, fearsome power, or omnipotence, unequaled brilliance. That's the cerebral narcissist. Body beauty or ideal, everlasting, all-conquering love or passion. That's me. I got to be careful. I'm not too narcissistic there. Firmly convinced that he or she is unique and being special can only be understood by, should only be treated by, or associate with other special or unique or high status people or institutions. I really enjoy talking to people of high or low status. And I had an instance was kind of interesting. There's somebody that many people who've been on our, that have heard our radio show know. It's somebody who's nationally known. I happened to be with them one day. And we're walking into a court building. And the thing is, when you have in a court building, sometimes they're in the kind of a seedy part of town. Well, who did we come across? We came across a guy I know who's homeless. So it was very interesting that I'm introducing the homeless guy to the guy who's nationally known, who's entreated by people of Congress and things like that, and people in the religion community, you know, the Christian community, just well received by many people. And then here was the homeless guy. It was kind of neat to be able to say, and I'm kind of like in the middle. You know, I mean, I'm not homeless, but I can empathize with this guy who's got to watch out for every meal that he eats. And then at the same time, I can empathize and communicate to somebody who's really, because of their servant attitude, has been elevated in places of society. So it's just kind of interesting is, you know, and I just have to go back to the biblical perspective that God looks at us as children, no matter what our status. He's no respecter of persons. If many of us have been given much, much more will be required. And those who have been given little, less will be required. So we got to be careful that we don't too much focus on ourselves thinking we've got it figured out. The more we have figured out, the greater our accountability will be. Let's read more about narcissistic personality disorder. Requires excessive admiration, adulation, attention, and affirmation, or failing that, wishes to be feared and to be notorious. Oh, that's scary. You know, this kind of reminds me of Adolf Hitler. I think he was narcissistic. I think he had a narcissism personality disorder. He feels entitled, expects unreasonable or special and favorable priority treatment, demands automatic and full compliance with his or her expectations. Yeah, that's kind of Hitler-like, huh? Is interpersonally exploitative. Uses others to achieve their own ends. Devoid of empathy. Is unwilling to identify or acknowledge the feelings and needs of others. Arrogant, haughty behaviors or attitudes coupled with rage when frustrated, contradicted, or confronted. So, that's just something we all have to look at here. I think this is almost something that's sound for me to do for my own personality disorders is to check out this stuff on to make sure that I'm not exaggerating my achievements and talents to the point of lying. That I don't demand to be recognized as superior without commensurate achievements. And so I don't elevate myself to be some kind of overachiever. And that I don't just associate with certain few. Hey, sometimes I'll tell you what, it's really kind of weird. I guess it depends on what we're involved in doing. Is if I'm on radio, there's an aggrandizement that happens. It just kind of kicks in because you're kind of trying to entertain. You're kind of trying to poke people in the brains with some of the things that you say. So sometimes you say things that are provocative that provoke a challenge to people. It might kind of, it's like pushing them a little, you know, come back at me. And give us a call. You know, that's the kind of thing that we do. The only problem is we have to be very careful. At least my perspective is I'm going to try to be careful to make sure I love my neighbor as myself. Because I put forth on this thing, on the Eagle 104.3 FM for the Liberty Works Radio Network, this Faith and Freedom show, that I talk about the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. So I have a standard that you have to hold me to. Now, I'll tell you what. Don't just sit around. If I mess up, turn to your neighbor and say, look at him. Ah, ha, ha. He is so just anti what he says he is. What I want you to do is when that happens is to call me. Hey, folks, we got to close it up now. We'll be back with the Faith and Freedom Show here on the Eagle 104.3 FM.